Welcome, listeners. This is Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken, and today's tax day, so we're going to start out with this. April 15th means it's tax day, so I wanted to start out the show with Taxman. That's a Beatles original, but that one is covered by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Oh man, I dug that. Great guitar work by Stevie Ray Vaughan. What a great guitar player he was. All right, so that's April 15th today, but April 12th, a couple days ago, 3 days ago, was Herbie Hancock's birthday, and can't let Herbie Hancock's birthday go by without doing a feature. One of the great jazz musicians of all time, both a musician, a band leader, record producer, arranger, all around great spokesman for jazz music as well. So we're going to do a little feature. We're going to start out with one of his most famous tunes. This is One Finger Snap. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Herbie Hancock. We're going to do a Herbie Hancock feature. And the first two tracks you heard, starting at the top of the set, was One Finger Snap. The album is Empyrean Isles. And that's Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard on cornet, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Players that Herbie Hancock played with when he was in the Miles Davis Quintet, the great Miles Davis Quintet, the second quintet, actually, of Miles Davis. We'll get into more of that later. That was One Finger Snap, and that's become a great standard. Interesting, looking at Wikipedia, it says this composition features a short melody played in unison, followed by a chord progression without a written melody going straight to improvisation. Very cool. All right, next up we heard some of Herbie Hancock's venture into electronics, something that he picked up with Miles Davis and put his own spin on it. Name of the album is Mwandishi, and we heard the track Ostinato, Suite for Angela. And that was Herbie Hancock on Fender Rhodes piano, Buster Williams on bass, Billy Hart on drums, Eddie Henderson on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Benny Maupin playing that haunting-sounding bass clarinet, as well as alto, flute, and piccolo on that album. And Julian Priester on tenor trombone and bass trombone. So all of that instrumentation made for a very beautiful yet haunting sound, which I like so much from Herbie Hancock. We're doing this feature in sort of a chronological order. That one was recorded in 1970, while the album Empyrean Isles that you heard first was recorded back in 1964. And we're going to jump ahead now to 1975. As I said, Herbie Hancock was experimenting with a lot of electronic sounds, and that led him into a very funky sound. And this, I think, is one of Herbie Hancock's most funkiest of all. The album was Man Child, and we're going to hear Hang Up Your Hang-Ups. I'm gonna go get some.
We'll be right back. Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the carbon is high. Your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So, hush, little baby. Don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Spread to the sky. But until that morning, ain't no one's gonna harm you. Not with your daddy and mommy standing by.
Herbie Hancock. We're doing a Herbie Hancock feature for his birthday, which was celebrated a couple days ago on the 12th of April. And you just heard from, let's start at the top of that set. We started out with Hang Up Your Hang-Ups from the album Man Child. And that's a great album, and it kind of shows off Herbie Hancock's funky period. And he's most known for the albums he did with the Headhunters of that time. And this album is a little different, featuring a large ensemble, but just as funky and just as great. Recorded back in 1974-75. And that one included some great players like, of course, Herbie Hancock on synthesizer, acoustic piano, electric piano, Arp Odyssey, Arp Pro Soloist, Oberheim 4 Voice, Fender Rhodes, and Clavinet. I think you heard quite a few of those on that track. Wayne Shorter on alto and soprano sax, Benny Maupin on bass clarinet, saxello, flute, bass flute, that is, tenor saxophone, soprano saxophone, and percussion. Garnett Brown on trombone, Ernie Watts on flute and saxophone. Guitar Wawa Watson on synthesizer and electric guitar. Harvey Mason, Mike Clark on drums. And Stevie Wonder doing a great harmonica solo on that, as well as the last piece you heard. We'll get into that in a second. And Bill Summers on percussion. That's just some of the great players that are on that album, Herbie Hancock, Man Child, from back in 1975. Let's see, from that, we went on to Herbie Hancock's album, New Standard. And New Standard is an album of covers. And Herbie Hancock went on to do a lot of albums where he covered some great artists. But this particular album, he covers folks like Don Henley, who wrote the song we heard, New York Minute, Peter Gabriel, Stevie Wonder, The Beatles, Prince, and others, Donald Fagen and Walter Brecker. There's a Steely Dan tune on that as well. And that's a great album recorded back in 1995. And that album features Herbie Hancock on piano, Michael Brecker on tenor sax, John Scofield on guitar, Dave Holland on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums, and Don Elias on percussion. Wow, does it get any better than that sextet? Herbie Hancock, The New Standard, and we heard the track New York Minute, as I said, written by Don Henley. We continued on with another album of Herbie Hancock's entitled Gershwin's World, of course, written for the great songwriter George Gershwin. And that one was recorded back in 1998. And we heard one of my favorite tracks of Herbie Hancock's, at least his rendition of the George Gershwin original, Summertime. And of course, that had the great vocals of Joni Mitchell on that one. All right, let's see. Time is 10:04. You're listening to Morning Jazz. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging the show so far. We just did a Herbie Hancock special for celebrating Herbie Hancock's birthday that was on April 12th. Herbie Hancock, born 1940, which makes him 76 years old. And you can't really do Herbie Hancock or talk about his career without mentioning his great contribution to the Miles Davis quintet of the early 60s, and really the second great Miles Davis quintet, of which Herbie Hancock was such an essential member. So I'm going to play at least one Herbie Hancock song, actually a Miles Davis track, that I think highlights highlights Herbie Hancock's great playing of the time. So we're going to hear the title track from the album ESP. This is Miles Davis with Herbie Hancock on piano. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, celebrating what will be soon the release of the Miles Davis biopic. Great documentary. I hope it's a great documentary. I haven't seen it yet, but it's getting a lot of press and accolades among the jazz press. So we're looking forward to Miles Ahead, the motion picture. And the movie is, from what I've read, it's going to be released in wide circulation on the 22nd. I think that's a Friday, April 22nd. I think it's already released in certain markets, but it's going to get its release around the country and perhaps around the world on the 22nd of April. So I'm looking forward to that for sure. Hope to see it opening day if I can. Yes, so we heard two tracks from the soundtrack. The soundtrack looks like an interesting album with a lot of talking segments from the movie, but I don't think I can play those without getting stung by the FCC. So we heard two tracks from, I think, Miles' most creative period, one I certainly like the best. The first one you heard was Nefertiti, and that had the great Miles Davis quintet of Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And when I say the great quintet, I should say the second great quintet, as it's known, from Miles Davis. The first one, of course, having John Coltrane and Paul Chambers and the like. This is the second great Miles Davis quintet. And then we heard a track called Freelon Brune, and that's with the almost the same quintet with a couple substitutions. It's Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Chick Corea on electric piano, Dave Holland on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And definitely getting into the electronics of the period there. Miles Davis, that one was recorded in 1968. Again, we're looking forward to the movie, and those were two tracks from the original motion picture soundtrack from Miles Ahead. All right, time now is 10:24. You're listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. Got this Friday morning slot on a weekly basis now.